Ukraine refugees, seize the oligarchs' wealth to provide safety and living standards. Adam Harmsworth, Coventry Socialist Party. Out of 5,000 Ukrainian refugees who have applied for visas to the United Kingdom, in the first 48 hours after the government scheme opened, just 50 were granted. Boris Johnson, while making excuses for the government barely lifting a finger so far, has said, "The UK will be as generous as we can possibly be. 1.7 million people have fled Ukraine in under 2 weeks, and we are meant to believe that Britain, the world's fifth richest country, accepting minimal numbers of refugees is generosity? Real generosity comes from ordinary Brits themselves raising £100 million for the DEC Ukraine humanitarian appeal and the solidarity of ordinary working people in Poland and neighboring countries to Ukraine. Refugees and people escaping war and crisis shouldn't have to rely on a whip round of workers already hit by a cost of living squeeze, nor should they need certain qualities to be allowed a visa. A safe and unbureaucratic passage should immediately be created for all refugees fleeing the conflict, and under the democratic control of workers, trade union and community organizations. The COVID crisis has already shown that this government can find plenty of money when it wants to. If the Tories insist they need more cash before they can help refugees, they could seize the Russian millionaires' assets held here. They're reluctant to do that in case more of us start looking at how much wealth all bosses and oligarchs are hoarding. The trade unions and anti-war movement must demand refugee rights and the money for homes and services for all,